This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Obsession. So if suffering has, the third one, truth of cessation, if suffering has causes, then suffering can be reduced and ultimate ended. The root cause is ignorance, not seeing reality as it truly is. Ignorance can be eliminated through wisdom. When ignorance ceases, afflictive emotions cannot arise. When afflictive emotions cease, negative karma cannot be created. So, liberation from samsara is possible. That means if we reduce those negative emotions, then that is the cause of suffering. So that means liberation from samsara is possible, lasting inner peace is possible, a meaningful, joyful life is possible. Believe in yourself. That is main thing. We don't believe in ourselves. We believe problem is bigger than us. That is the problem. We need to know, understand that human value, human potential, the small ant, it can pick up, 50% bigger than its body. So even the ant, small ant, believe that it can hold the bigger than itself. So why not we are? So we believe in ourselves that everything will be possible. How to eliminate the negative emotion is through those paths. So through meditation, compassion, gratitude, mindfulness, introspection, wisdom. So learn those skills and we can reduce slowly our negative emotions. Then our life will be lighter and lighter. Our life is seem like a climbing on the hill, and when we bring many stuff, heavy stuff within us, then journey will be harder. So in our life, just reduce our negative emotions, which makes our life harder and harder. Aggressive, anger, and sometimes we hold anger inside, and we blame others or other people. Something like a, we all hold big stone in our hand, and we are blaming others when we tired, when we feel difficult holding that stone. Similar like that, we are the one holding anger, and we blame other people that make us difficult our life. So don't put remote control in other people. Don't react according to other people's actions. Keep remote control in ourselves. Someone is come to disturb us, then we say, no, I'm not going to anger. Remote control is ourselves, in our hands. So those practice, there are many practice that how to, through logic, through reason, how to look thing as it exists. We respond according to our emotions. According to our anger, according to our jealousy, that is we are doing mistakes. We don't check out that how it exists. So that's why Buddha said that we are suffering, and what is the cause of suffering is our negative emotions. Is it possible to eliminate? That means it is possible. So truth of cessation, how? Through the practice, truth of path, meditation, compassion, so those things. Okay, so this is a teaching of the Buddha. Thank you. how I practice. There are two different things. First is the Buddha, Bodhisattva Shantideva said that if there is something is we cannot change, if there is no solution, then why we need to be worried? If something we can change, then also what is the benefit of worrying that we can try and change? So that is very important. So that means in this world, many things that we cannot change, that is not in our control. Why? Because Buddha said, don't teach Buddhism when someone is not asking you. So first, I think like why Buddha is doing like this? Buddha don't have compassion? Because Buddha said, don't teach when someone is not asking. So that is very big thing, because someone is interested, then the teaching will be helpful. Otherwise, it doesn't help. Someone is. So Buddha means that. Does teaching helps? Yes, teaching will helpful. We can help other people. For that condition, that the people need to be interested. So like that. So in this world, if we try to explanation, whatever we do, if that those people are not interested, then nobody can change. So that is the most difficult things, that try to change other people. But one thing is, the easiest one is change oneself, which is we are not interested. We are interested to change someone else. We are not interested to change oneself. So those in this world, there are many difficult problems happening. This is, nobody can stop. This is come from eons and eons. War, killing, stealing will happen. But we need to know, if we think the reality in a percentage, like good things happening in this world, the percentage, and bad things happening into the percentage, then maybe the 95% of things, good things happening, only 5% is bad thing happening in this world. But on news and those things is only showing the bad things, and we start thinking the in this world is only bad things happening around us. So then we depress. So that's why we also need to focus on the good things happening, which I put in meditation. Like all family, friends are caring each other, sharing each other, loving each other. So we should not neglect those things. There are, this world is still beautiful, still hope, and I look still beautiful everywhere. So this is, I would just try to see where to focus. If we focus on which is under, not in our control, then we will be lost for us, only worrying. And worrying is Worrying is worthless. We need to think what we can do. Take care of who is around us. That is we can do. Practical is important. Why? War is not the lack of prayers. All people are praying, but still, why it is not changed? Because the thing is important is after prayer. We pray in the morning, after prayer, we angry, we aggressive, we fight, we doing arrogant, selfish actions. Actions make problems. We don't care about our actions. We are not doing mindfulness. That is really matter. So that why the world will change only through actions. Prayer is important, not enough practical. So that's why sometimes I see the religious, true religious is practical. when you do something in practical, that really change. So how we save the world is, so something like how we clean our world is, start from our environment. So if we throw trash outside and we talk about clean, then it's not make sense. So that means what we really can do is only we can help who is around us. That is what we can do. That is in our hand. Otherwise, the worrying is really worthless, because if we become sad, unhappy, worrying, if that can change the situation, then we can do. Otherwise, worrying is harmful for our mental, our physical, and also useless. It doesn't change anything. Then why we are worried?
So it's okay for us to be happy in the midst of the suffering of others. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.